Hello, we are studying the piece from the writings of Bala Sulam, Volume 1. We are on page 68. We're going to start with the paragraph starting, "Thus you have a scientific empirical basis." You can send questions to us. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Thus, you have a scientific empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our might the mitzvah of bestowal upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success. And as long as we are idle performing it to the fullest, nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us, and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its mitzvot with all the measure required of us.
Okay, clear? Yes?
He writes, "None of us will diminish the work any less than the measure required for the happiness of society and success."
Yes.
How does every friend develop the sensitivity to see how he needs to navigate his work for the success of the and happiness of the society? Because each is a little different. We don't all have to do the same work, after all.
No. But each one, in the end, learns from others to do his role, not their role. It's not that like the general work is divided into many equal parts. Each one has his own. Each one has to correct his own soul. That's it. What does it mean that I'm working for the sake of society? It is my correction. I need it for myself. I need to establish a society that is as my soul. So it'll be like my soul. So what does it mean that I do it more or less instead of the other? Of course not. I can't do it. Yes?
I'll give an example. Dudi found his way to realize himself in writing. How does each of us develop a sensitivity? Let's say, if I don't know how I can contribute, how can I scrutinize my place in the system?
You have to
how?
Check it. I don't know. But by searching, you will find. There are people that you can see it on them. On some people you can't see. With Dudi, I remember I asked him, "Can you do the paper for next week?" He said yes. Based on what did he say yes when I heard it? It was totally baseless, but it did it. But I saw that he can do it. He's got the sense for it, the knack for it. And the guts, the nerve to do it. I'm not saying everyone should be like that. Each one in his own place and then to his own extent. But of course, there is no greater correction than a person trying to advertise the method of correction to everyone. There is nothing more than that. Bala Sulam asked, "Lower me from my degree. I don't need this high degree. I want only to be able to advertise, to divulge, to publicize to humanity, to the world, to the people, the method of correction." How can you imagine such a thing? Imagine where he was, in dvikut with the Creator, in adhesion with the Creator. I don't need dvikut with the Creator. I don't need anything. Just let me save them. This is what a person who is that high really feels. And we are in a situation that we can do it. And all right. Go on. More questions? Yes?
Rav, after the big convention, many friends felt that it was very internal.
Too much?
No, that it was internal.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask, I see, for example, in my wife's work, they started because of this corona, she says, to talk about the virus and mutual arvut, without she bringing it up or anything. I mean, they became a little bit more internal.
Yeah, so it was like that. General plight pushes people into mutual responsibility. Yeah, like war, for example.
I'm asking whether this is our opportunity, maybe now after the big external convention, we attained a more degree of internality, if it also went somewhat outwards, and we can bring this message in a more internal way also. Because they're starting to talk alone about mutual responsibility.
At the Congress, we also spoke about mutual guarantee a lot. That's what we need. And this is what this virus is telling us, that we don't have the right connection between us, even material connection. Yeah?
We could also see that it's not here only in Israel. This blow is general. It's like an opportunity for dissemination of the whole world, Kli.
By all means, publicize it, advertise it. Besides mutual guarantee, humanity doesn't need anything. You see, Matan Torah. Why did we receive the Torah? In order to keep the mutual guarantee. Why do we need the mutual guarantee? In order to receive the Torah. And in this way, they support one another.
I want to say that I heard, just like the friend from Italy, that also many other friends feel that there's an opportunity to do more of a virtual connection.
By all means, I just don't want us to focus on the virtual on that virtual connection. I want you to advertise to the whole world, because right now the whole world is suffering a blow. So they are a little more willing to listen.
As he talked about the context of dissemination as well.
By all means, if it's in relation to dissemination, I'm for it. I'm supporting it. Let's go. All right? Yes?
Good
morning, Rav.
Распространение перейти в характер образовательной организации.
Maybe give dissemination a matter of like a scholarly or educational fashion.
Какие-то действия будут направлены на то, что мы будем.
And then all our advertisements, etc., will be aimed in that direction.
We
put it forth as a mission that we have our attitude, our behavior, to offer all our methods of how to do this.
I don't see, at least in the last decade that you've been working there in Russia or here in Israel, that people who belong to the Ministry of Education, to learning, are capable of doing anything. They think about themselves only. And they are locked inside their system only. Like all of the academia, for example. This is why I'm not relying on them, and I have no hopes of future correction coming from them. On the contrary, I think they are confusing everyone in regard to correction, and nothing good will come out of them. I don't see them as partners anymore. I don't see that they are willing to come to the people. I don't see that the people even relate to them. And that way doesn't seem successful to me.
Says that we are becoming certain educators.
Correct. But this is by advertising, by dissemination. Think less about how we create connection and university or organization that's international, etc., think less about these things and think more about how we reach every single person with material that's right for them. It's more like the media than an educational academic organization. Excuse me for asking you like that, but what did you get out of your work of 10 years now, 15 years since we started working? And you're already a PhD, or you got your doctorate already, and then what? I mean, I look at it positively. It's good that we have such friends, but the bottom line, people who write our articles and advertise them on the internet, just like that, reach readers, and by that they do more corrections, however you put it. I see it on the ground. It's not like I'm telling you your work is worthless. God forbid, no. But I will not direct people who are in our circles of students to be connected to some educational system, a government, federal educational system. Certainly not. In my eyes, it is all wrong from its very foundation.
When we advertise articles, do all kinds of actions, we put ourselves a goal to do that action, but maybe we can replace the emphasis that I want in this article to create a certain change in the behavior of man, and then that goal to start with changes, and also the result might be different.
Again, I'm telling you, according to the results, judging by the result, the practical result, I don't see benefit in organizing an entity, an organization that is educational, pedagogical, something that has to do with the academia or Ministry of Education, etc. I don't see the fact that you are doing it in this way. By doing it in this way, normally you bury it there. You bury it there. You go into something that already exists and has to exist in a certain framework, and even though it's got a certain amount of power, and it even gets some kind of subsidies, some budgets from federal budgets, but nothing more than that. They get paid to keep silent. You already have to put yourself in the framework, and in that framework, you can never make a difference in that framework. I understand that the media are the network where we should be. Build our own media, but not get into the government and through federal organizations or parties. This is all. They will eat you up there. Suddenly you'll feel that you are working for a different cause. This is what happens from life. That's the way it is from life. You get into some circle, and you continue there. You become unable to think differently than the system you got into thinks. So you also begin to think like them. It's a law. It's a law. Either whether you are in the academia, in university, or in the government, it is all, they are egoistic, all of them are egoistic organizations that exist in order to sustain themselves. It's nothing more than that. Yes.
Rav, can you explain the obligation for connection from still vegetative animate? Why, when a person looks at still vegetative animate, he can conclude that he is obligated to connect?
He sees how they exist in connection between them. You're looking at them and say, how can they be connected if each one kills the other and lives by eating them? But this too is connection, because none of them do this in order to harm the other. And this is why it's connection. As much as we don't understand it, it is connection. The fact that someone eats someone else, so you think they killed them. No, it might be that by this they're doing something good to them. We look at death as something bad altogether, but it's a problem. It's because we don't see the whole system.
I'm simply looking to hear from you a path that if we hear it, let's say I'll go advertise it, and a person will say, wow, I can't find such an avenue.
What?
Where every person in the street will feel like he's compelled to be connection because he's observing still vegetative and animate and sees it that way.
All of nature exists well, besides man. And it's because they are all under one law, which is complementation. Although it's in survival, but it's complementation. The left and right constantly develop mutually.
What's left and right and still vegetative and animate?
Plus and minus.
I understand minus. What's the plus that you can see in still?
They live, they are born, there's a relationship between them, they support one another. You don't see these things in nature. But why aren't you thinking that grass grows so that the cow will eat it?
Meaning any support, if I observe nature, any mutual support that I see in nature, I can call it a plus?
Yes. Even the minus in nature is a plus. We started discovering these things. For example, if there are no wolves, then other animals that wolves would normally eat get sick. So go and kill all the wolves, all the alligators, etc. Why? We don't understand this. Not only do we not understand it on the corporeal level, but internally, spiritually. These are spiritual roots that manifest in this way.
And then how does that same system reflect on the system of man? How from here can a person conclude that this is something about the degree of man?
Man should consist of right and left in a balanced way, in the middle line. And then he begins to attain the Creator who is in the middle line. His wisdom, his goal, etc.
Left is a feeling that every person feels that he's separated from others, and that you can call left, where he feels separation, where it feels only himself.
Let's say that left is seemingly negative.
And then right, how do you define that? For a simple person.
Connection. Right is connection, left is separation. But you can't have one without the other.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let's go. We have, again, Moscow.
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you. Moscow.
Хотелось бы привести хороший пример. Слышно?
Да.
To bring a good example.
Yeah.
In the convention, I spoke to a friend who had knee pains, and he said that if it wasn't for this great disease, I wouldn't understand or feel the force of love in our foot. So through such examples, you can paths that we, Bnei Baruch, need to show the direction towards the right attitudes towards every event that happens in the life of a person. They were simply missing that force of love, and if it existed, a person would be happy even if he was sick. Is the question clear? I want to convert the message to a more constructive one, meaning are we teaching the right relation to us? So if a person connects to us, he gets the right attitudes towards things, to the right way of seeing things as they are. Is that the message?
No. No. We are not. I can't say that if a person comes to Bnei Baruch, he feels like he is really wrapped with love and attention and something that, you know, that everyone is supporting him, etc. No. I don't think that anyone who comes feels this way. And he doesn't need to feel it. He needs to see that here, too, there are three lines in our behavior. And that we should see how we balance ourselves and how we move forward. And it's not like it's all good. No. We have to set examples to each other. There is both good and bad, and we rise above both to connection. Peter.
Про следующее, что все существующие, как представляются, методики, что-то предлагающие человечеству.
All the methods that exist offer something to humanity, usually something that has to do with how do we divide the riches or the goods. And we don't attribute a person to those goods, but to the purpose of creation, to understand what world he lives in, how to live in it, and all of humanity. How many percent of people can even hear that message? 10-15% that maybe hear? And then it turns out that now we are in a certain specific stage, and as we are developed, so we disseminate. So how will we use now the light of Purim that's shining now, the light of the end of correction, so that our unification will show us those new degrees of dissemination through which we will be able to not just give an article to a person, but connect him to us and create a certain system and show him that participation in this system will enable a person to change something practical in his life. What can you concretely give a person like this? Let's say we gave him an article and he says, okay, yes, I agree. What's next? How can we prepare him for this?
Shila Murkevet. It's a complicated question. I would put it this way. You can't... You can't explain to him, or maybe try. If you're talking about Purim, then I'll speak to you in terms of Purim as well. Tell him what it means, the lights of Haman in the Kelim of Mordechai. That you can't receive knowledge or light of life or attainment above your animate life because you're a beast. You're a beast. You're an animal. And nature works on you to bring you out of the animate level to the human level, where you're similar to the Creator. And that degree means you're getting higher, superior vitality, meaning upper light, attainment, understanding where you exist, how you exist. And you can't do it unless you rise above your ego. Your kelim are unsuitable, unfit. They have to be big. They have to be universal. They have to be around the globe. Look at what this corona is doing now. It connects you all around the globe. Yesterday I watched television, right? For maybe half an hour I watched it. Because around the world, that's all that they're talking about. Only about this. It's nice that humanity has nothing else to talk about. It's good. Around the world. What am I trying to say? We need the kelim of Mordechai, the vessels of bestowal, light of chassadim. In them we will receive lights of Haman, which is light of Chochmah. But if we are drawn to the light of Chochmah first, then a crisis comes which shows us that we have to prepare the kelim of Mordechai. And that's our problem. Where are these kelim of chassadim? The vessels of chassadim are bestowal, love, connection. That's it. This is the right line. And the left will come later. The left is chokhmah, which will clothe in chassadim. This is what we need. And it's like that on every level. You can explain it however you explain it. But humanity doesn't need anything other than to be connected together. And according to this, you will receive not the illumination of Chokhmah that brings you trouble, because it shines to you from afar, because it wants to clothe, but it's got nowhere to clothe in. So you feel like pain, like pressure. It pressures you. Rather, you will feel that it comes to your benefit. It spreads nicely with congruence between the light and the kli. And this is what we have to come to.
No.
Yes? So when are you doing the Congress?
A parte il congresso poi sì era completamente dedicato alla divulgazione, ma ho una seconda domanda. Il fatto che lei ha detto che il virus è tra di noi e sto notando che l'ego si sta sviluppando proprio quando cerchiamo di aiutarci a vicenda, quando cerchiamo di direzionarci verso lo scopo.
Relating to the fact that you said that the virus is between us, it's similar to it seems like the ego is exploding when we're in help, one helps his friend, when we try to support one another towards the goal. It feels like that's when the ego blurs things between us and puts us in all these states. Is that correct?
The ego is growing all the time. Each and every day. There's no day like the previous day. Because the ego is growing all the time. It's like clockwork. It ticks. This is on one hand. On the other hand, you have periods, like we say, or occasions. Periods where the ego takes another like leap. But all of it is in order to give us an opportunity to complete, to complement the advancement that came from above, which is generally called an awakening from above, to complement it with our work, which is called an awakening from below. It's called connecting a desire to a desire. Make your will as his will. Something like that. There are many such phrases. So, if we try to kind of take a step before the Creator, so to speak, by this, we turn all the bad into good. The Creator shines on us and constantly showers us with light of Chokhmah. The light of Chokhmah is he himself will be revealed in this way. But if we don't prepare ourselves with connection between us, where we establish the light of Chassadim to receive the light of Chokhmah correctly, what happens is that we feel the nearing of the light of Chokhmah like a knife, like fire, like death. We need to receive it in Chassadim, and then it'll feel warm, good, love. This is our work, that's it. Well,
afternoon lesson, you're invited to watch today at 1 p.m. Israel time, a live lesson with Dr. Michael Leitman. Thank you to our TV viewers, and good day. a special meeting with Rav Lightman and the World Kli groups. You're invited for a special meeting as we prepare for the World Women's Day on Sunday from 5 to 6:30 on Svivat Tova. Good day.
בעולם לכל אחד שמור מקום מיוחד בנשמה בהגשמה כמו מופע בקונצרט מפסנתר עד קלרינט לכל אחד תפקיד מיוחד ישר
אההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההההה